Hello, in this brief video I will say a few words about using and creating templates for slideshows, in this case PowerPoint. And you see one example here. I'm standing in a green screen studio so that when we enlarge this picture here, it will fill the entire screen behind me. And I will say a few words about the components in this picture and the reason for them being there. So we will open this picture and see how it looks. And here we are. This is the normal presentation mode when you have a template. And in this case, I have no content on the slideshow, precisely because I would like to draw your attention to the design elements in the template itself. And the most important thing is that there is a large area here where you can put in keywords, pictures, and so on and so forth. That is part of the main presentation. Now, for a student who watches the video, that is clear cut, that this is where you will have the content. But also for me, or for the presenter, who I am now standing without this behind me, it's just a green screen and I'm in the studio. And knowing that if I stand precisely here and relate to the material out here, I can talk in a confident manner about the materials coming up here. So that's the main part of the template. But there's more to it. Because sometimes you might want to have keywords or small pictures that might sort of function as a way of remembering what was said before, or as an indication of what is coming later. And this bar here is very useful to put up these keywords or small pictures that can sort of play together with the larger area here. So imagine that we have some keywords or some pictures here. We add some animation, then we are finished with that. And then that is transferred over and sort of positioned on this line. It gives a trail of what has happened before. Or vice versa, we might have all these things here. And at the end of the presentation, move everything over on this side for a brief recap. And there is more, because down here we have made an area where you can have a special place for pictures, and that is used when we have these kind of online recordings with a talking head, not in a big studio as now, but when you are in front of your PC. And we will take a look at another video where we explain how that works. So thanks for your attention.